Hey there. Today we're taking a deep dive into something pretty crucial, the safety of those large language models. We hear so much about these days. We're looking at this research paper, AST Prompter, Weakly Supervised Automated Language Model Red Teaming to Identify Likely Toxic Prompts.
Sounds interesting.
It's all about using AI to fight
It
AI.
is, yes, like training a digital detective to sniff out the bad guys. But in this case, the bad guys are the prompts that can trick a language model into saying toxic things.
So it's kind of like we're trying to prevent the AI equivalent of a Twitter meltdown and this red teaming thing. That's the process of finding these tricky prompts, right?
Think of it like this. Researchers are always trying to make these language models safer. But some older methods were only finding prompts that were so bizarre, no one would ever actually use them.
Really?
It's like warning you about the dangers of a unicorn stampede.
Helpful.
Not really.
Not really.
So that's where this new research comes in.
Right.
They've developed something called AST Prompter. Is this their way of finding more realistic problems?
Absolutely. AST Prompter is all about finding prompts that are both effective at triggering toxicity and likely to be used in the real world. It's about finding the actual vulnerabilities, not just hypothetical ones.
That makes sense. So how does it work?
Well,
How do they train AI to find these toxic prompts?
they use a really fascinating approach called adaptive stress testing, or AST, which is actually borrowed from other fields like aviation and self-driving cars.
Wait, hold up. AI is learning from self-driving cars now? How does that even work?
Imagine you're designing a self-driving car. You need to make sure it can handle anything. Right? Even crazy situations. AST is like running simulations to find those dangerous scenarios before they happen on the road.
So are they basically putting these language models through a virtual obstacle course? In a way, yes.
Trying to make them crash.
They set up this adversary AI that's specifically trained to poke and prod a defender language model. It's constantly searching for realistic prompts that could lead to the defender saying something toxic.
That's pretty intense.
It is.
It sounds like they're really trying to push these language models to their limits.
Yeah.
But how do they train this adversary AI to be so effective at finding these vulnerabilities?
It's all about the reward system. They use three key components. First, they look at how toxic the defender's response is. The more toxic, the better the adversary is doing.
Okay, that makes sense. What are the other two?
The second component considers the toxicity of the combined response. That's both the adversary's prompt and the defender's outpun together. This ensures the adversary isn't just generating toxic prompts on its own, which wouldn't be realistic. And the third component is really important. It measures the likelihood of the adversary's prompt. Basically, how likely is it that someone would actually say that?
So it's not just about finding any toxic prompt. It's about finding prompts that are both toxic and likely to occur naturally in conversation. That seems crucial.
You got it. They actually measure this likelihood by looking at the prompt's perplexity, which is a fancy way of saying how surprising or unexpected the prompt is to the language model. The lower the perplexity, the more likely it is to occur in real-world conversations.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The adversary AI gets rewarded for finding prompts that are likely to be used in real life and likely to trigger a toxic response from the defender. That's a pretty clever system.
It is. This focus on likelihood is what really sets AST Prompter apart from those older methods we were talking about, and is what makes it so effective at finding real-world vulnerabilities. But the real question is, did it actually work?
So what happened when they put AST Prompter to the test? Did it actually find these hidden toxic triggers?
It did, and the results were pretty amazing. AST Prompter successfully found realistic prompts that triggered toxicity in several different language models, including GPT-2xL and Tiny Llama. And remember those older methods we talked about? The ones that were finding totally unrealistic prompts?
Like the unicorn stampede.
AST Prompter consistently outperformed them.
So it's actually good at finding these potential problems.
It is.
That's reassuring, but what does that mean for us, for
Oh.
the people who are using these language models every day?
It means that the AI systems you interact with every day could become safer and less likely to generate harmful content.
So that's a
That's a pretty big deal.
It is, and you mentioned that ASD Prompter worked on a few different language models.
Right.
Does that mean it can be used to make all kinds of AI systems safer?
That's the hope. The fact that it worked across different models
Right.
suggests that it could be a generalizable approach to improving AI safety. But this research focuses on a specific type of language model.
Okay, so there's still more work to be done.
Absolutely. One thing they looked at was how well AST Prompter worked.
Okay.
When the adversary AI was much smaller than the defender language model.
So, like,
Think David and Goliath, but in the digital world.
a little guy taking on a big guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they found that even a relatively small AI could effectively identify toxic triggers in much larger language models.
Wow. So you don't necessarily need a massive AI system to find these vulnerabilities.
Exactly. This is important because it means you don't need tons of computing power
Right.
to implement these safety measures.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Makes this whole thing feel a bit more accessible.
Yeah.
But did they only test it in that kind of David and Goliath scenario?
No, they also tested it in what's called a black box setting.
Black box. What's that?
Not quite. It means the adversary AI doesn't have full access to the inner workings
Oh, gotcha.
of the defender language model.
So it doesn't know everything about it.
Ex
Okay.
Think about it in real life. You might not always know exactly how a system works,
Yeah.
but you still need to find its weak points.
So it's like trying to figure out how to disarm a bomb without knowing all the wires and circuits.
It is.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
But even in this black box setting, AST Prompter still did a great job
Okay.
of finding prompts that were both toxic and likely to be used.
So it still
It
works.
wasn't quite as effective as when it had full access,
Yeah.
but it was still a lot better than other methods.
That's impressive. So it sounds like this method is pretty robust.
It is.
But what about the actual prompts?
Right.
What did they look like?
Well,
What kind of things were triggering the toxicity?
that's where things get really interesting.
All right.
They analyzed the strategies the adversary AI learned,
Okay.
and it turns out it was really good at steering conversations towards sensitive topics. Things like politics, religion, even things like sexuality and violence.
Okay, so it figured out that those topics are often associated with heated arguments and unfortunately toxic language.
Exactly. It's like the AI learned to push those buttons to
Yeah.
see if the language model would crack under pressure.
That is both brilliant and kind of unsettling.
I know.
I mean, it's fascinating that the AI figured this out on its own,
Yeah.
but it also highlights just how easily language can be used to cause harm.
You're absolutely right, and it underscores the importance of developing these safety mechanisms.
Yeah.
We need to stay ahead of the curve and ensure that these powerful AI systems are used responsibly.
It's like we need to teach AI the same rules of polite conversation we try to teach our kids. They'll
Exactly.
talk about politics at the dinner table.
Right.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this research really emphasizes the responsibility we have.
Okay.
As developers and users of these technologies, we need to think carefully about the potential consequences of our creations and use them in a way that benefits society as a whole.
So it's not just about making AI safer. It's
Right.
about making sure it's used for good. Now, you mentioned that they tested AST Prompter with different sizes of AI.
Yeah.
But what happened when they used larger models? Did anything change?
Yes, they tested AST Prompter with a variety of model sizes
Okay.
and saw some fascinating trends. They noticed that as the size of both the adversary and the defender increased,
Okay.
the resulting prompts sounded more and more natural.
So the larger the models, the better they were at mimicking human language.
Exactly. It's like they were becoming more fluent and sophisticated in their use of language.
Wow.
One of the most interesting observations came when they used a large model called GPT-2XL.
Okay.
As both the adversary and the defender, the conversation was incredibly coherent, almost like two people having a real discussion,
Oh, wow.
but a discussion carefully designed to explore the boundaries of toxic language.
Wow, that is mind-blowing.
It is.
But it also makes you wonder if these models are getting so good at mimicking human language,
Right.
could they also become more sophisticated in their ability to manipulate and deceive?
That's a very important question, and it's something that researchers are actively investigating as AI systems become more powerful. It's crucial that we develop safeguards to ensure they're used ethically and responsibly.
It's like we're walking a tightrope here.
They are.
On one hand, we have this incredible potential for AI to do good,
Right.
to help us communicate better to solve problems.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there's this potential for misuse, for manipulation, even for harm.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
The key is to find that balance, to harness the power of AI while mitigating the risks. And this research is a critical step in that direction.
So this research is a big step forward, but it sounds like there's still a lot we don't know.
There is.
What's next for this field? What are the researchers looking at now?
Well, they acknowledge that their study has some limitations.
Okay.
They specifically call out the need for more research on how to use this approach for instruction-tuned language models.
You mentioned those earlier.
Right.
Remind me, what are instruction-tuned language models?
They are models that have been specifically trained to follow instructions and complete tasks.
Uh-huh.
You can think of them as more interactive and goal-oriented.
So like a virtual assistant or a chatbot.
Exactly. They're becoming increasingly common.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're designed for more complex interactions,
mm-hmm.
it's even more important to ensure they're safe and reliable.
That makes sense. So we need to adapt these safety mechanisms for these newer types of models.
Precisely. And the researchers are also looking at whether this type of AI system could be used.
Okay.
Not just to detect toxic prompts, but to actually counteract them.
So instead of just flagging the bad stuff,
right,
it could actually do something to make things better, like a digital peacemaker.
Exactly. Imagine an AI system that could identify a toxic prompt,
okay,
and then generate a counter prompt that steers the conversation in a more positive direction.
That would be amazing. It's like having a virtual mediator that steps in and says, hey, let's all take a deep breath and try to understand each other's perspectives.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would, but for now, I guess we'll have to settle for these amazing advancements in AI safety.
Yeah.
It's really encouraging to see this kind of progress.
It is.
Yeah, it really is inspiring to think about what AI could help us achieve.
Uh-huh.
But for now, let's get back to this research and what it means for making AI safer.
Absolutely. And one of the most exciting things about this work is that they're not just identifying the problem.
Right.
They're actively developing solutions. Mm-hmm. It's like they're building a roadmap
mm-hmm.
for creating a more trustworthy AI ecosystem.
You mentioned earlier that they're even looking at ways to use AI to counteract toxicity.
Right.
That idea of an AI digital peacemaker really stuck with me.
Yeah.
How would we even go about training an AI to do that?
Well, think about how AST Prompter works.
Okay.
It rewards the adversary AI for finding prompts that trigger toxic responses.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a similar approach.
Okay.
But flip the script instead of rewarding for toxicity.
Okay.
Would reward the AI for finding prompts that lead to positive and constructive conversations.
So we'd be training a benefactor AI instead of an adversary AI.
Exactly. It would be like training a virtual diplomat.
Okay.
An AI that's skilled in the art of de-escalation and building bridges.
That's an incredible thought. Imagine a world where instead of online arguments getting out of control,
right,
we have these AI mediators stepping in, helping people communicate more effectively and find common ground.
It might sound like science fiction.
Yeah.
But I truly believe it's a possibility, and it's something that researchers are actively working towards.
It gives me hope for the future of online communication. We could all use a little more understanding and empathy in our digital lives, couldn't we?
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe AI can help us get there. But even with all these exciting advancements, it's important to remember that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. The responsibility ultimately lies with us.
Yeah.
The humans who create and use these technologies.
You're right. We need to be mindful of the potential risks and use AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. It's like we're at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And the choices we make now will have a huge impact on the future.
It's a powerful reminder that we need to approach AI development with both enthusiasm and caution. We need to foster innovation while also prioritizing ethical considerations.
Yeah.
And ensuring that these technologies are used responsibly.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've talked about the challenges of AI safety,
right,
the exciting new research that's being done, and the potential for AI to be a force for good in the world. It's a lot to process, but that's what makes these deep dives so fascinating, isn't it?
I completely agree. It's all about exploring these complex topics, asking tough questions, and expanding our understanding of the world around us.
And maybe, just maybe, along the way, we'll discover some solutions that can make the world a better, safer, and more connected place.
That's a goal worth striving for.
Well, folks, that's it for this deep dive into the world of AI safety. We hope you found it informative and thought-provoking.
And as always, we encourage you to keep learning, keep questioning, and keep engaging with these important topics.
Until next time, stay curious.